Do you have any special memories of holidays like Christmas and?
Well, we always had our peace in church, and we always had to be dressed up for church. And mm-hmm. Mother would have these piffernuts and apples and nuts and mm-hmm. all the assorted walnuts and nigger toes and peanuts.
Hmm. What did she do with them then?
She put them out on the table, and so we could eat them at any time. Yeah, they were. That was the Christmas deal, and then we always looked forward to get our Christmas bag in church that had Cracker Jack in it, and had an orange in it, and had an apple in it. That was our biggest gift. And one Christmas, I got a doll, and I was so happy with that doll, and that was my gift. We didn't get a lot of Christmas gifts. Mm-hmm. Didn't. Mm-hmm. It wasn't commercialized then like it is now.
No. And the gifts were often homemade, weren't they?
Right. The gifts were homemade a lot. And Mother used to make these piffernuts. She'd put them into a 5-gallon cream can and kept them in there.
Do you make those?
Mm-hmm. I still like them.
You have the old recipe?
Yeah, I have the old recipe.
Soft? Are they the soft
mm-hmm.
ones?
Oh. Yeah, I still have that recipe.
Did you have a Christmas tree in your house?
Not very often. Mm-hmm. We would have a little one, mm-hmm. but not a big. I don't ever remember of having a big Christmas tree.
That little tree, was that something that you picked, from maybe a creek or something?
Yeah, out of the creek. And one year, I had a tree out of a thistle.
Oh.
And that was the most, and then I sprayed it.
I see.
And everybody had such a fit about it. It was just a perfect thistle. It was high and it was round. I had it right by the window there.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And I decorated it and it was really nice.
Uh-huh. You must have found a real good one,
a real
big one.
And yeah. It was rolling through the yard and I run out and got.
Oh, for goodness sake.
So.
But did you have lights on that little tree at home sometimes?
Oh, yes, we had lights.
You did,
just
huh?
Just on the tree. There was no, that it was lit up outside, no.
Mm-hmm. How about in church? Did you have a Christmas tree in church?
We had a Christmas tree. Well, I remember first when we used to have candles on our Christmas tree.
Oh.
And then later on, then we got the lights on the tree. But
mm-hmm.
when I was just a little girl, there used to be a candle. Candles on the tree,
mm-hmm.
and then you had the big star up on top.
Mm. How about Santa Claus? Was he part of the scene?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No. We had no Santa Claus.
Oh.
Because that didn't in those days. That Santa Claus didn't go with the Christmas tradition.
Uh-huh. It was more the
more of the religious.
Mm-hmm.
More of the religious holiday.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Belzenickel?
Belzenickel, yeah. They often said, "Wann du gut bist, dann kommt der Belzenickel und holt dich."
And who was the Belzenickel?
Some scary person, I suppose. I never saw the Belzenickel, but we were scared of the Belzenickel, so we would behave.
It was not a kind Santa Claus type figure.
No,
it was a scary thing.
It was a scary thing, yeah. And they would scare us if we were naughty or something. Like
mm-hmm.
the Belzenickel is going to come and get you.
Hmm. Did you ever see pictures of one?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Did people go and wish each other like a happy New Year?
Right.
Then
mm-hmm.
how did that go?
They would have church at midnight.
Oh.
We would have church from the old year into the new year. So mm-hmm. that was their gathering place. That was our gathering place, was at the church on New Year's night.
Mm-hmm. So there were no well-wishers at home?
Well, in the morning, we would go to the neighbors. Ich bin ein kleiner König, gebt man nicht zu wenig.
That's great. And what?
Wie der heißt, weiter geht.
And what were you looking for?
Candy.
Okay.
We were looking for candy. And that's what we thought was candy.
Oh.
Because candy was precious in the, at that time.
Yeah. Now you just didn't get much of that,
no,
did you?
No, you didn't get much candy.
So that was a New Year's tradition?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you went from house to house, and you said that.
Yeah.
Say that rhyme again.
Ich bin ein kleiner Kind, ich geb mir nicht so wenig. Ich muss ein Häusle weitergehen zum, dass ich nur viel Kindi krieg.
Uh-huh. What does that mean? Ich bin ein kleiner Kind.
I am a little king.
Oh, king.
Yeah.
Okay. Not child, king.
Not child. Ich bin ein kleiner Kind, ich geb mir nicht so wenig.
Mm-hmm. Give me enough, huh?
Yeah, give me enough.
Oh. Do you know any other little rhymes like that? Did
well, this is off track here, but in those days, you know, people used to butcher their own, especially before Christmas. They would get all their butchering done, you know, so they had the meat for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one time, they sent me over to the neighbors to get a Schwademager Spieß.
A Schwademager what?
Schwademager Spieß. So I went over to this neighbor and I said, my father will a Schwademager Spieß. So he gave me a nail.
A nail?
A nail. That was the Schwademager Spieß. See, that's the tricks that they would play on you. But see, they would use this nail to close the Schwademager, you know, the Schwademager came out of the belly of a pig, you know.
Is that the intestine, right?
The intestine, yeah. Or the well, this would be bigger than the intestine. That must have been the bladder or something that they cleaned up and they put the Schwademager in that.
Now, what is the Schwademager again?
It's head cheese.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so they put that into this bag. And then they would close this bag with a nail, because this had to be boiled, the Schwademager.
Mm-hmm. So that was a trick?
That was stuff that they did before the holidays, because that was the treat, to get the homemade sausage, the liver sausage and the head cheese and and all of that.
Did you like the head cheese?
Oh, I still love it.
You do?
But it's not as good anymore.
Yeah.
You can't get the real.
What they say. What went into that? And you helped butcher. What made the head cheese?
The head cheese, the head, the meat off of the head,
mm-hmm.
some of the hamburger, some of the liver, some of the beef that went in there too, and then they would season it with garlic, mm-hmm. salt and pepper, and it would just kind of gel.
Yeah.
After it was cooked so long, it would just kind of gel, you know.
Uh-huh. And this was a pig's head now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never a
cow head.
Cow.
Pig head, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they would use the intestines for the sausage to make the sausage. You never went to buy sausage links and that. That was all. And they all had to be washed out and...
I remember having to wash the bottom ones, you know. By that time, when I was growing up, we were using the bottom ones. But we had to wash them, too.
Yeah.
But that was a whole lot better than using the ones that...
The original one.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was the kidney pocket or something that they used for the head cheese.
Oh, and so why did you have to go to the neighbor for...
Well, that was the joke that
they
played on, yeah, because... they said I didn't know what a Schwademager Spieß was, and they sent me back with a nail. So,
you know, now getting back to the head cheese, you never had the ears cut up in there?
Yes, the ears were cut up in there.
That's what was a little crunchy,
and
maybe.
And the tongue.
Oh, the tongue, too.
The ears and the tongue. And
then you cook you cook that for a long time,
long
and somehow
time.
That...
And your liver sausage, you would cook that for a long time.
Uh-huh. Did you make a liver sausage in the casings too?
Oh yes.
Plus the jar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How about blood sausage?
That we've never made.
That's maybe Scandinavian.
That's Norwegian.
Uh-huh.
That I still have trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I might eat it and don't know what I'm eating, but
uh-huh.
if I know what I'm eating, it's.
And that head cheese, would that keep a long time?
Oh yes.
Because it was boiled and
boiled
you
and kept cured, it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have hams then too that
oh,
you
sure.
hung up? And
the hams were always cured.
You had a smokehouse?
Smokehouse. The sausage. You can't get sausage like that nowadays anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, in those days the people would make, butcher the pig, make the sausage, and they'd sit and eat it at supper time.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays,
not
that's
so
a
fresh.
No-no. Yeah.
You let it cure a while first.
Yeah. Mm. But see, in those days, you didn't use all of these chemicals on your animals.
No.
And I think that's why you can't do those things today anymore. You have to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did your folks get along real well with each other?
Very well. Very well.
They were pretty compatible
oh, yeah.
then, huh?
Mm-hmm. Although our mother didn't do much grocery shopping. Dad did most of it.
Is that right?
But because he would buy in... big, like 100 pounds of sugar, buy the coffee, buy the flour,
mm-hmm.
buy the prunes and the raisins in a box. So, you know, there wasn't much to buy in the wintertime.
Yeah, you stocked
up. And cornflakes was the main breakfast food. That and oatmeal.
Oh, you mean you did have cornflakes,
oh, yeah.
though? When you were a little girl?
Mm-hmm. Cornflakes and oatmeal.
Uh-huh.
You didn't have all of these different...
No. Did you ever cook your own wheat?
Yes, Mother did. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I even have some ground, regular ground wheat now for flour that mm-hmm. I used to be, that I put in and make bread with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's an altogether different place. It doesn't, your breads don't rise anymore like they used to.
Mm.
You know, you used to be able to bake bread and it would be almost like an angel food. Texture in it, but you can't.
Wonder why?
I think it's the mixture of the grain that they do. They mix the hard with the soft wheat.
Mm.
And I think that's why.
And before it used to be just your hard
well,
grain wheat.
Well, you used
maybe.
To take your wheat to a mill and have it
oh.
ground and come home with your flour.
Uh-huh.
You used to go to Cullum and have the mm-hmm. Cullum had a flour mill.
Uh-huh.
You take the wheat over there and come back with the flour.
You ate much healthier then. You
right.
ate the wheat that was growing in your
and
field.
And it wasn't sprayed.
No,
it
sprayed.
Wasn't.
You know.
That's right.
Yeah, and it was different, you know.
And I still think people in those days were healthier than what people
mm-hmm.
are today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your mom and dad, you know, your mother didn't do much grocery shopping, so
uh-uh.
she didn't get to town as much as your dad, probably.
Dad was always downtown, so whenever she needed something, well, she would call him and he'd bring it home.
Oh, yeah, that was when you lived in town already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then on the farm, he always went and...
Because mm-hmm.
in those days, the wife didn't get to town much.
No.
That was
you
very
think it,
seldom.
You think it was hard for the wife on the farm? I mean...
Well, with my mother, she was so happy... to have a home, because they were raised in with relatives and had to work real hard. At 13, she used to tell us how hard she would have to work out in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
So she got married. She was married when she was only 17,
mm-hmm.
and Dad came with a bicycle to see her.
He courted her that
he
way,
courted
huh?
courted with a bicycle. And then afterwards he got a horse and buggy.
Uh-huh. And they always got along well then,
very
huh?
Very well, yeah.
Uh-huh. So your dad...
I don't think I ever heard my parents fight.
That's great.
I don't think I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
If they did, it was in silence. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
calling each other's names and that.
Mm-hmm. They respected each other.
Yes.
He wasn't... Oh, the real ruler of the house, like sometimes happened in German-Russian families, I think.
We often said to Dad, why don't you give Ma some money? What does she need money for? But yet, when we went out of town to do clothes shopping, he was right with us. And whatever we wanted to buy, we could buy.
Hmm.
But he wanted to be there to see what we bought.
Mm-hmm.
But he was always ready to pay for whatever we bought.
Uh-huh. So money in the family, that was handled only by him?
Most of the time. Well, she would get money for church and all that. Not that she couldn't have it,
mm-hmm.
but she just never had no use for it.
Mm-hmm. And so
if she needed anything, well, or like buy material and that, well, we could charge it at the store, you know, and then Dad would go and pay for it.
And you think she was real content?
She was real content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about some other traditions? Are you familiar with the German-Russian funeral? What was that like?
Well, like the funerals, they used to carry the bodies, you know, they used to have the bodies in the home. And I remember when the pallbearers used to have to carry the bodies from the home to the church.
Not in the casket?
Not in the casket.
Oh, in the
casket. Yeah, in the casket they would have to carry them to the church.
Hmm. Why were they in the home first then? I suppose
there was no funeral homes.
Uh-huh.
They were all in the homes.
Who usually, you know,
involved them, because that I often wondered. You know, when they had them in the home, were they involved?
Mm-hmm. You don't know.
I don't know. Like when my niece died of spinal meningitis, she was in the home, but she was embalmed. By that time, we had undertakers and that. But being that she had spinal meningitis, she was under a glass that we couldn't touch her.
Mm-hmm. Was the funeral in your church any different than any other place? Or?
Well, see, the Baptists didn't have all these rituals.
They didn't.
You know, the spraying of the casket and all that. Like the Catholics don't do that now no more either.
But I don't know.
They used to do that, the Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have offering plates on their caskets.
Hmm. Why?
To pay the priest. This is what, or whatever it went for, the Pope or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, my sister married into a Catholic family in Rugby, and that's how the first time I attended a funeral was my brother-in-law's sister that had died. Then they had the spraying of the casket and had this offering plate on the casket, and people all walked around to put their offering in.
Hmm.
Which they don't do now no more.
Mm-hmm. Then there was a cemetery right beside the church?
Uh-huh.
And
not in town, but out in the country it was.
Oh. Did you have wrought iron crosses? Are you familiar with those crosses made out of iron?
No. The crosses, the stones that we had were mostly a stone with a little lamb on top.
Oh.
But there was no... But I...
Those German wrought iron crosses,
yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm. There were some out in that cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have some buried out in the country in the cemetery, and I'm sure that it seems to me that I've seen some of those wrought iron crosses out
mm-hmm.
there.
You didn't know anybody that made those mm-hmm. then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Edna, it's been a real pleasure talking to you today. You've gotten all kinds of information.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you here.
And thank you for the wonderful kuchen.
You're welcome.
I had to have two pieces.
Well, you can
thank
take
you.
The rest of it along.
Oh. You
then you can dunk the crust. I left it in the oven too long.
You're too kind. Well, I think we'll close now, and I just thank you so much for contributing to the Germans from Russia Library, and I will give you a copy of what we've said here today.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So I will close off now, and this is October 28th, 1994.